Hi, welcome to Three Queens. Cheers.
Cheers.
What kind of cocktail you got?
I got me a strawberry lemon drop because already a week. And it's only Wednesday.
Life gave me lemons. Life gave me lemons, so drinking some Minute Maid lemonade.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over that
ball right here.
Medicine ball. We ain't giving Starbucks no plugs today. Today,
I mean, they changed my life today.
A cup of hot tea. That's what we're gonna call it.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna get into it. So Dr. Dre has settled with his wife finally. And he is going to pay her a settlement of $100 million. And he won't have to pay her monthly alimony or anything like that.
Who was that?
Dr. Dre and his wife of 24 years have finally settled. And he's just going to pay her $100 million flat out.
Their separation got nasty at one point.
Real nasty. I was like,
showing up at grave sites was uncalled for me.
Yeah.
I was like, 24 years, is this how y'all gonna go out after all that time? Like,
they should have took note from what's his name, the Amazon guy,
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And the wife that had all them people up in her DMs.
Oh,
just
I know.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance.
Or they could have did it like Megan Good and the husband.
I was hurt by that.
We're soulmates.
Who was I telling?
I was hurt by that because I was like, "Why would you file if you still want to be around her and be her friend and stuff?" Like when you file for divorce, that's the end. It's dead.
I really wonder if it. I wonder what it's about, honestly, because you know
they want to keep it private. But personally, I just feel like 9 years. I didn't think it was gonna make it that long. I genuinely did. And my apologies to both of them. I really had no, they didn't look like they went together, not because
they were opposite.
Right.
It just feels like she wasn't giving first lady vibes.
Right. I was like, y'all just, that does not seem like your person. So when I seen they are divorced after 9 years, I'm like, dang, they made it 9 years. Well, more power to you.
A lot of people are speculating it's from the movie that she's doing, the new movie.
Oh yeah. Oh,
she was in that show.
But she's done a lot of movies and shows, and I don't know that that's necessarily what it is.
Well, Harlem, did you watch the show? Okay, so it's a lot of sexual things in it. So it was
she's an actress, and a lot of things that she does has a lot of sexual things in it.
And I agree, but I think that she's been getting heat from the church for a while because she does those things and she's supposed to be his first lady. So I think after a while that can probably wear on
church
you.
Folks don't do nothing but wear people down, tear people down. Worst type of folks. Y'all make people not even want to go to church.
That's why I said that it probably after a while it probably wear on her. They remember they were talking about things that she wore. She wore any kind of dress or any shirt she wore was an issue. Like
my first lady said it best. If you didn't like what somebody's wearing, offer to take them out and you go shopping and you buy what you think that's appropriate and you guys meet in the middle.
Or
don't just talk about people and you're not helping and you're not.
Or that's their body. They could wear what they want to wear. Get off of their body. Let them wear what they want to wear.
You know, when you're in the church, there's an image.
When you're in the church, it's like a certain dress code you're supposed to have on.
Yeah.
When you just now start letting women wear pants in church.
We could have another conversation about church folks.
So Jada Pinkett Smith's mother is celebrating 31 years of sobriety. So congratulations
Tammy.
To her.
Yeah.
31 years of sobriety. Did y'all see, this is the man or whatever who was doing auditing of a building and the kid punched the auditor because he said, "What are you doing in my building?" And him and his mom were there. He punched the auditor. Auditor
the kid?
The kid. He may be about 18, 19, probably. They called the police because white privilege. They called the police.
Yeah.
The kid got arrested. They actually arrested them his job let him go, and their building evicted them. And I was like,
so he was 18, so he's not a kid.
Well, you know what I mean.
And he assaulted a grown man for you what know, reason?
Because he was didn't know what he was doing in his building.
In their building or in their house?
No, in their building. He was in the parking garage doing an audit, his job. And he didn't, he asked him, what are you doing here? He was like, my business or minding my business, something like that. And he was like, well, show me your ID. Show me why you're here.
I'll have to show you nothing.
Right. He said, I don't have to show you a damn thing. And then the kid, they went back and forth for a second. The kid assaulted him.
Okay. And you're going to jail.
What color was this kid?
He was white. They were white. Both of him, him and his mom. So I wanted to put this in there because I thought the police, you got it right. He assaulted that man. Right. Yeah. And I want to say probably 80% of that is because this man was recording this interaction is why he received the justice he deserved, because I don't have faith that if he didn't have that video, that things might not have went the other way, but it did. So I just want to put that in there. So Howard University and seven other HBCUs received a bomb threat on Tuesday. So they
don't know.
Bomb threats on Tuesday. I don't know if it was credible or not. They didn't say what happened, but they received bomb threats. Seven HBCUs, including Howard.
That's interesting.
Right. I hadn't heard about a bomb threat in the school in a minute, but there we go. So I'm going to wrap it up. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the podcast Fresh and Fit. It's two, maybe one Black guy and one maybe Indian or
Pakistani. Oh, Asian Doll.
So Asian Doll was on their show, these two men show. These two men have reportedly said that they don't like Black women. They don't like brown skin women because we're ghetto, we're ignorant, we're loud. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. And that Indian guy made a comment, go on and date all the Shaquishas you want to, right. But not me. Yeah.
Right. So Asian Doll was on their show more recently or something, and she was saying something. They were having a conversation like how we would do on the side of the podcast. And he tried to check her and say,
very rude.
No side conversations. Like she was a child.
Yeah.
And she was like, excuse me. And then all she said was, you're mean. And he went off on her, and I was sitting there like,
get out, like he was crazy.
Get out, leave. I'm like, first of all, I get out.
First of all, who are you?
Look, right.
Who are you, and what do you do?
That's what
you don't talk to me like that. I'm sorry.
Everybody that I've seen reported on this was like, I didn't even know who these two gentlemen were. At least I know who Asian Doll is.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know who these two people are. And I was like, I ain't never heard of that podcast ever until this. And you're only getting your relevance because of Asian Doll, because you went off on her. So I was like, all right, well. And so now there's some kind of, petition to get them thrown off of wherever they are, which is on probably YouTube or something, so I doubt it's gonna go through, but there is a petition.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So
we got one more hot topic. You cannot forget about this one. Tristan Thomas.
Oh, I was messing with Tristan. I am messing with Tristan's old unfaithful.
Tristan Thomas. I can't believe him.
Tristan. We've been known,
but he was hooping and hollering and acting crazy, and that baby ended up being his.
Tell you why.
And then he did the public apology to the Kardashian girl.
Yeah,
he still loved her. He wanted to be with her.
Yeah, that like, he loved her and she didn't deserve. Blah blah blah. Shut up, Tristan. Anyway, this is the one that took me out. This woman on Twitter said, Lamar Odom was a better husband to Khloé on crack than Tristan. Now, I was like, Lord.
Touche. Touche.
I was like, she ain't lying.
That's why I said touche.
She ain't touché. Lying. I was like, kudos to her. Best comment on Twitter during this whole debacle, because she ain't telling no lies.
And y'all see Lamar Odom had a choice between the Kardashian and Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
And he chose Taraji.
So I just feel like this gentleman doesn't need to date anyone at all. He can, you know, date all these women, fly them out, do what he does, and send them back home. Just don't date anyone. Don't marry anyone. You stay single and by yourself. Yeah. And that's it. He's horrible. He has no backbone. He has no loyalty. He's just terrible.
He has nothing. I don't know what he's going through. It's probably some therapy needed, very much so. But why marry or be with someone if you're going to cheat on them? Why? You could be single, do who you want to do.
You're not only cheating. Dude, you have whole babies out here.
You can't bring back whole games like that.
To your house. Like, you putting that girl in danger and she keeps taking you back. Chloe, baby girl, go get some therapy your damn self. Because this ain't it.
Yeah, because
you know what she said. I want all first, my kids first time to be I felt, beautiful and by the same man.
The first time I felt bad for her. But yeah, the second time and the third time and the fourth time. Girl.
I just told you she's going to keep doing it. She says she want all her kids by the same man.
You don't need to have any more kids. He's got enough kids.
Yeah, I mean, but I do remember that sentiment when I was young, but she's older, so I don't know why she's thinking that way.
When
I was young, I used to think like, dang, I don't want to have no six baby daddies. I want to have my kids by the same person, but in retrospect, I mean, I wanted to be married to that one person and have all my kids by the same person. I didn't want to just be sitting out here dealing with some cheating husband just to have my kids by the same
right
man. Like, right. Nah, that don't go. But I would say she's too old to be making these mistakes.
Yeah, she is.
What was this thing that said, you know, you got to choose your baby daddy wisely, because can you be, when you in your late 30s and you got a raggedy baby daddy, ain't nobody feeling bad for you after a while. They just be like, you picked them. Crappy baby daddy in your 20s and your 30s and 40s.
In your 30s, you're supposed to be well grounded by then, especially 35.
You don't be thinking
you don't pick a dude with all his teeth and looking good in the next 5 years. You pick Mo. Ain't got shit.
With the men saying Pojo and Nugna.
Yeah,
don't be picking Pojo.
And then be like, oops, I didn't know he was gonna turn out like that. Look at here, it was signs, wasn't it? Signs, you didn't read the signs,
the red flags, you know, them posts with all those red flags on there.
Red flag,
yeah. All right, I had to throw that one in because it was just like fresh off the press.
I did read that his apology too.
I got another hot topic, I forgot. So Jill Scott supposedly has a sex tape out. And her response to this was, I don't know about that, but she said, I'm gonna need the same energy when my CD and my movie come out.
I do love me some Jill Scott though.
But she was sucking on the microphone, so she
right. People all day been saying, send me the link, send me the link, you got the tape. And then she finally had that clap back, like, keep that same energy with my video and my movies and my CD come out.
I respect that. Keep that same energy. Go buy my CD and
she my should movie. Probably put the screenshot as the picture. That'll get them riled up, Jill.
Right. Because I do know some men that have been in love with Jill Scott for years. So I know they've been.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah, I know they've been searching for that tape.
Yeah,
it's been blowing up all day.
All right, T. Go ahead.
So today our topic comes from a post about a young lady saying she wouldn't date anybody that doesn't make the same amount of her or more. So that's what we're gonna talk about, dating your wage or inside your tax bracket. What do you guys think about that?
As old people say, don't be playing with them Joneses.
I mean, I agree. I don't think at the stage that I am in my life now that I want to date a man who, I'm not saying he got to be making six figures or anything, whatever. I'm not trying to date no millionaire or not. I'm just saying that I don't want to date anyone that's making less than me. I don't want to have to take care of no grown man. I don't feel like at my age that I need someone that's not an asset to me in every way, emotionally, and that includes financially. Like, I just feel like if I got to worry about if you can pay your bills because you're not making enough, or can we afford to buy a house because you don't make enough? Like, I don't want to do that with no man when I'm in my, you know, mid 30s. Like, and I'm assuming you older than me, because I'd only date men that's older than me. So mid 30s, 40s, I just feel like you should be at least making what I make, at least, at minimum. So I agree with her somewhat. I'm not saying that you got to go after being a housewife or anything, but can you meet me at my level? Meet me at my level where I'm at.
Okay, so I'm play devil's advocate a little bit. What if the gentleman who works at McDonald's has his own place, takes care of his own mm-hmm. bills, worships the ground you walk on, treats you like the queen that you are? You're not going to date him because you think he make less money than you?
I don't.
If I was in that predicament, I would. As long as you treated me right and you got your stuff, you can handle your stuff and not ask me to handle it for you, working, whatever you're doing, I'm good with that. Because so, you should always want to something knowing you can take care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. Because you always got to put the life jacket on you and then put it on somebody else.
Yep, you got to take care of you first, and then you can
help. Take care of you first, and then worry about the next.
Right, I agree. But where he going from McDonald's? Like, if I'm leveling up, if I have a career, like, I'm sure you don't want your career to be.
Oh, he can have a career at McDonald's.
So he gonna have his whole career at McDonald's.
I'm just saying they can have a career at McDonald's.
What does it matter? What does it matter where he works if he's paying his bills and taking care of himself?
When you get married and you have kids, and then what?
You level up. You better be a supervisor or a branch manager or something.
Right. So I'm dating you on the potential, right? Because I'm assuming that the further we date, that you're going to level up at McDonald's. So I'm not dating you where you're at. I'm not dating you because you're going to stay at McDonald's right where you at. I'm dating you because I see maybe there's potential. And I'm saying if I'm dating you on the potential, a lot of times potential don't pan out. Like, I mean, y'all have been with y'all husbands for a lot of years, but I'll say potential don't always, you don't always get the great of potential. Potential sometimes be Pojo and Nug Nug, and you be like, dang, how did I end up here?
But you end up with Pojo and Nug Nug because you saw the red flags.
Exactly. Back to that again.
You let the potential or the thought outweigh the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there's people who work at McDonald's that have red flags, and there's people who are CEO, CFO that have red flags.
I agree.
But if you blinded by the potential or what it could be,
you ain't gonna see
or
it.
Fantasizing about what it could be, then you end up in a situation.
Right. But I think that's for the six-figure man and the McDonald's man. If you're dating him thinking that, oh, life is going to be great because he makes six figures, then you could end up in a bad way. Or dating the McDonald's man because you think that, oh, he has the potential to be great, you can end up in a bad way. But if I'm dating you, like, if I date the man that's on my level, like, look, I have a career, you have a career, our careers right now are sustainable. If you stay exactly where you're at for the next 20 years, I'm good with that. Like, I'm good with how you are and the man you are right now. If you can look at that man and see him and say, if you stay right there, you're still perfect and you're still great, I could live with that, then by all means, if he works.
What if he can't? And what if something happens and he has to end up working at McDonald's just to make sure to help keep and taking care of the family? You gonna kick him to the curb?
You can. That's any job. That's even if
correct. That's any career.
You could be working at McDonald's right now, get fired from McDonald's, and then be riding an Uber. It's any jobs is the what ifs.
Yeah.
Any jobs you can go off anything, but I think you have to see people where they're at and for who they are right now at that time. Like, if we start thinking about the what ifs, like, you can what if anything to me. What if you are abusive later in life?
Correct.
What if you aren't emotionally supportive later in life? You perfect right now, but what if you drop the ball on emotional support later in life? What if turns out you don't want to have kids, even though in the beginning you told me you wanted to have kids, or I get sick and you're not somebody that wants to be with a sick woman?
But like, what I'm saying is, I understand all the what ifs, but what I'm saying is, you might get that guy who has a career or whatever, and when those what ifs come, he dips. But if you have the guy who works at McDonald's, I mean, or wherever he works, Target or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just
honest. Walmart.
Yeah, but wherever he works at.
For less, superior.
I think the idea is minimum wage. I think that's what the idea is, a minimum, guys making minimum wage. I don't think the company matters. I think they're saying someone who's making below you, or if you're making minimum wage and they're making below that.
Yeah, I think I have an issue with people saying things like that, like the girl, like, oh no, he needs to make as much as me.
Yeah,
girl, you could get fired tomorrow. Right now, make he's stupid comments then online like that, and then guess what? You're gonna be at McDonald's right there with him.
Exactly.
It's very.
Or he's making that right now, and then he surpassed you. Then what happened? You want him to say, oh, I don't want a woman who don't make as much money as me.
I can understand that too.
So what are you saying, that people can't have a standard? Like, I gotta date the guy that anybody has to date a standard,
but don't look at the next person weird because that's their relationship or what they're going through.
But she didn't say she looked at anyone weird. She said that for her, she doesn't want to date someone who makes less than her. She was like, I want someone that meets me on my level or higher. I don't particularly.
So what level is she talking about? Just on the pay grade or her mental? Because it's different just levels of where you meet you at.
They were just talking about pay.
Yeah, they were just talking about pay. So I don't think
she. And a quick question. Was she single?
I don't know. It was on like a 2-minute video.
She probably was single.
Right. But what did that mean? It's a lot of women out here that are doing great and that are single. Masters, PhDs, making $200,000 a year, who are single.
And then
it's women who are making minimum wage.
Who do you have to share it with, though?
That part,
right? But
making all this money, you by yourself.
But what? Why
are you doing one night stands just to solidify? Oh, I just need it for a night. That's how you come up with an oops, baby.
There's a relationship. Does a relationship mean, does that make you who you are because you are or are not in a relationship?
So that doesn't make you who you are, but you have to think about it this way. A lot of those people who are doing good or whatever, 40, 50 years old, what's going to happen when they get 60, 70 years old and they're not able to work or sustain that lifestyle that they had, and they don't have anybody with them to help take
care
of them?
No companionship whatsoever. None. No companionship.
Right, but what about people who don't have that type of lifestyle who are making minimum wage that are going to be 60, 70 and are going to be alone, that are just right? Like, it's a relationship shouldn't define, like, not everybody wants a relationship, you know? I am a hopeless romantic, but I see that every woman in the world or every man in the world just doesn't want to be in a relationship forever. That's not their goal. Does that make them less than
a relationship? Or
no, I don't think it makes. I don't think it makes them less than. But I do kind of wonder. Well, why wouldn't you like want to have somebody with you? Why would you want to go through life alone?
Mm-hmm. Some people just don't find the benefit of it. Or maybe they don't think that they've met anyone that they want to date. Some people, regardless of income, take income equation out of it. Some people just. Dating is trash, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, not everybody is not great, and you can't always find your person. And after so many times, I can see why somebody could be like, you know what? I'm happy. I'm at peace in my home alone. Like, I'm not worried about, I have good friendships. I have health. I don't really need to be with anyone in particular after a while. I can see the logic in that. Like, if you constantly date people and you go in after dates and it's not turning out anything productive, How many times?
That's when you take a break and focus on you and get you together.
Right. And then they get them together, and then it's no longer necessary for them to be with somebody because I'm happy just doing me. That's what I'm saying.
I guess maybe I'm a hopeless romantic just like you, but there is no way I want to be 60 years old doing me.
Mm-hmm.
That's too damn old to be alone doing me. I'm good.
Or in the dating scene, you 60 up in the clubs.
No, I don't know.
You got some grandbabies to babysit. Go home.
I mean, I have a coworker who I think she just turned 80. Her husband's dead now. She'd been alone for 15 years. She was married for a long time. But her husband's dead, so she went to experience it.
She's a widow.
Right, but she's still the same age when we're talking
didn't say,
about.
She's a widow. She didn't say, I'm good by myself. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
She didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that was taken away from her.
Right, it was taken away from her, but she's still in the same boat that we're talking about. She's going to end her days alone, like without her companion, because he's passed now.
Yeah.
And she's been alone. Well, no, she's been alone. She got a boyfriend, but...
That's different than being alone from 20s, dating a whole bunch of people, 30s alone, 40s alone, 50s mm-hmm. alone, 60s alone. That's different when you are, you know, unfortunately lose your loved one.
I think that like when we like people who are in relationships and are in long-term relationships who have found their person, I think sometimes it's hard to fathom living life without somebody. But I mean, if you say you're dating a man, say you date a man for 3 years and whatever it ends, for whatever reason, could have been positive, whatever, y'all just not the right people. Then you date somebody else 4 years and end. Then you date somebody else. And then after that, you're like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to date. I'm going to just, you know, get myself together, go to school, focus on my career, blah, blah, blah.
But and, after the 3 years, one ended, like mm-hmm. Yanni said, that's when you take a step back, like, okay, like, let's reflect on this. Let's see what in my mind had me choose that person that it didn't work out with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, okay, then you're, you know, and I'm not saying that any like dating or anything is perfect, but you have to be strategic about it. Like in with your intentions, if you know that's your choice. But I think that honestly, there are a lot of Black women who are okay
have to have a man.
Doing me. I don't need a man, and I don't know where that came from. Like, cause you know I'm pro Black family, like keep the Black families together. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of Black women. We don't really hear Latina women or Asian women, I don't need no man. I'm doing me. They keeping their families together.
Uh-huh. Right. But then you
so that's the women empower movement.
I think it's also about, I know as much as we hear I'm doing me, we do hear a lot of infidelities. We do hear a lot of men having babies, whether it's Black, white, whatever, men be cheating, men have babies, women be cheating, women have babies outside the relationship. Sometimes all of those things, there's abuse. It's a lot of domestic violence, a lot. And our numbers during COVID increased a whole lot.
Dramatically.
It's so much. And so after a while, you don't want to just be in a relationship just to be in a relationship. Like,
no, you're in a relationship with a purpose. You're not just in a relationship just to have a person. It's with a purpose.
Right. But like
you're in a relationship on purpose to get married. You're not just dating somebody just to like, oh, we just hanging out for 10 years.
Yeah, this is casual. You're not doing that. You got goals at the end of the day. Right? My goal is that we're going to be married, buy houses, and whatever the case may be. So we're just not dating. We in this relationship working towards our goal.
Right. And I think that a lot of times the negative can weigh the positive. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, if you see, if look on the last few episodes that we've reported on marriages breaking up for infidelities.
I'll give you an example of people breaking up on some, like, and you know who I'm talking about, the young lady who divorced her husband, who helped put her through school And then when she started making more money than him, she divorced him.
Yeah.
Because of that, oh, you need to earn what I earn type mm-hmm. of mentality.
Yeah.
When you earn what I earn, I get treated a little bit different too. And you ain't treat me that way. So I see how the other ones just treat me. So maybe I'll go over there because maybe the grass is greener on the other side. You got to watch that. It's real tricky with that.
Right. I mean, that's true. And it was portrayed as if it was not equally yoked. That's how that relationship was portrayed. Like, mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I have been in a relationship where I was coming home from work and people was on video games, eating all the food and just sitting in the house.
But that's the characteristic that they had when you first met them. That was a red flag.
That we brushed aside
sometimes.
That's poop and nug nug. And I'm pretty sure all of us dated a poop and nug.
Poop poop nug nug.
And after so many days or so many months of you busting your ass and you coming here and they playing video games, you got to have something new. What is this? What are we doing? You got to ask that question. What are we doing?
That's all
me myself. I'm not gonna lie, I had one of them too. Right before my husband, I was 6 years in, and I had to look at myself like, is you crazy? Like,
I mean, yeah,
that's how playing video games and bumping music while we riding down the street, and this is gonna be it because I'm tired, I gotta go to work in the morning.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I was telling T right before we started, like, sometimes they bait and stretch because that's not how he was. He was working when I met him. I was not working I've always worked, but I wasn't working full time at the time. He had a full time job. He was working. He was going to school. He had a purpose, and it was a bait and switch over time. It just was like, I looked up and I'm like, sir, what are we doing here?
You had that slap in the face moment.
How did we get here? So it was a bait and switch because it wasn't like that. And then it's very hard, I must say, after you've already fallen in love. Once you've fallen in love, you're like, how can we fix this? Let's go back. Where did we misstep?
It's a thin line.
Misstep.
A very thin line between love and hate. And then in a relationship, you got to be saying, who do I love more? And is this worth it?
And that's maturity. Because when you're young, that ain't always easy.
Yeah, I don't even think that comes to mind when you're young.
Yeah, when you're young, that ain't just not even, you grow into that mentality. Yeah. Like, oh, wait a minute. Am I choosing me or the relationship? What are we doing? Like,
yeah, because it ain't working.
But when you're young, it's like, okay, how can I fix it? I want to fix it. We went a wrong turn. What do we do? So sometimes they bait and switch y'all. I'm saying, I know y'all 15, 20 years in, but they bait and switch out here, y'all. They be showing
the bait and switch.
Taraji put in Acrimony, she said, the devil sure know how to put a package together. And I'm not saying he's been out here devils, but let me tell you, they'll make you think.
They out here.
Like, look, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. You be so rose colored glasses, and then you wake up like, wait a minute, this is not what I thought it was.
What are we doing?
Like, how did we get here? So I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's a lot that goes into
I think that when it comes to relationships, like, having standards is one thing, but I think sometimes we get standards mixed up with materialistic things. So
good point.
When I say standards, I mean having someone who cares about their family, having someone who, you know, has a relationship with God, having someone who, you know, understands the value of teamwork, like things like that. And instead of, no, he needs to be 6'5", he needs to make 6 figures, he needs to drive this car.
He got to be buff, girl, and have a little bit of hair. Let me tell you, get you in trouble.
I definitely agree with that.
He might be short, black, and fabulous, but you don't know. soulmate.
I definitely agree with that. I just think that somebody else I was talking to one time said it's more that marriage is almost like a business arrangement, and it's more than just love that goes into a marriage. Like,
I agree.
After mm-hmm. a while, it's other things that come into play besides, oh, I love him. Like, that ain't that ain't gonna keep the house running, just, oh, I love him. So mm-hmm. I can understand why somebody can say this, or we don't even know, she could have went through something in her life where she was taking care of a man and now she like, hold up, I can't do
but
this.
But that's because she was looking for tall, dark, and handsome, and she wasn't looking that he was already broke. He was already with no ambition. She missed that because she was blinded by her materialistic views on what is important.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I do agree with sometimes the list be getting out of hand for certain people.
The list gets out of hand, and then you find your list. That's what you asked for.
Exactly.
You better monitor
that on the way. You do some modifications to that list too.
Yeah.
Because what you think you want it ain't what you need. You might want it, but it ain't what you need.
Right.
That is true.
I was gonna do my shout outs. I was gonna say on that note.
That's what I was about to say.
Today's small business we're going to shout out is 9th of June. So we met 9th of June like a couple years ago in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember her name. It started with a T. Taylor, I think it was her name. Mm-hmm. But she sells oils and sage and like crystals and stuff like that. So yeah. 9thofjune.com is her website. She has some really good stuff. Ebby and I bought some, I think we bought some oil and some body butter from her.
I bought the oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought the sage.
Yep. Yeah. Y'all need bought some sage. We bought some love oil. She was like, girl, people gonna start texting you out the blue and just know it's that oil.
Girl. But anyway, check her out. She has some pretty good stuff. 9th of June.
All right, Yanni. Tell them where they can find
you. Then we on the 9th of June. We got January 25th. And we got hexanderm.com. Yanni Cakes and Catering.
We got some new stuff.
Go. So you can catch us all on our pages. Hexanderm.com, January 25th. And me at Yanni Cakes and Catering on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. So thank y'all for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us.
We will see y'all next.
And